The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you The Sound Prints for August 28th is now online, The Worlds of Books Club meets September 17th, The Mystery Book Group meets September 22nd, and Fiction Old and New meets October 4th. Eyes on Success features navigation with echolocation. Tech Talk archives are available on Alexa and Echo. ComputersForTheBlind.org is offering $150 laptops with pre-installed JAWS and Zoom text. An active shooter preparedness list for blind and visually impaired individuals. And from the NNO, a teen goes blind on junk food. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast for August 28th is now online. Meet Cindy Van Winkle, ACB's new membership services co-coordinator. Two related articles on the employment outlook for people with disabilities in an economy with a low unemployment rate. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. From Alan Lemley via Newswire, Worlds of Books Discussion Group meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern on September 17, 2019, to discuss Relic DB42361 by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. The NLS annotation follows. Relic DB42361. Preston, Douglas J. Child, Lincoln. Reading time, 13 hours, 6 minutes. Read by Carol Jordan Stewart. Suspense and fiction. Mystery and detective stories. In September 1987, all members of an Amazon expedition were killed. A box of relics survived and has finally arrived at the New York Museum of Natural History, where the contents will be part of a new exhibit. But first, the staff must deal with the brutal murders of two young boys in the museum's basement. Graduate student Margot Green thinks all the deaths are connected. Violence and Strong Language, copyright 1995. You can find this book on Bookshare at the following website, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/634852, query, return path equals capital L 3 capital N capital Y capital W capital number one capital I capital P capital X capital B number one capital Y capital P capital X capital B number one capital Y capital Z R capital Z capital I J capital I capital E capital R V D capital W D S capital Y capital X capital M G capital U capital H capital J capital I C 3 capital R V B I capital B capital M A capital W 5 J B number 2 X U L capital E capital N O A capital W X K capital J M 9 M capital Z N capital N capital I D capital D 0 D. W. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice, or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation for Worlds of Books is as follows. Topic, Worlds of Books Discussion Group, meets the third Tuesday of each month at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/286200556 or iPhone OneTap. In the U.S., plus 1-646-687-6993, 2862005656, hashtag, or 1-408-638-0986, 2862005556, hashtag, or telephone in the U.S., 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986 and dial in 286-200-556 for the meeting ID. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the two phone numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to past Worlds of Books program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of their choice, using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe follows. http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/18/all/feed. If you wish to subscribe to our one-way announce list, please write to AW-Announcements Plus subscribe at groups.io. From Ann Parsons and Newswire, on Sunday, September 22, 2019, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing The Never Game by Jeffrey Deaver. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB95477. You can find it on Bookshare by going to the following link. https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/25762777query. Return path equals capital L, 3, capital N, capital I, capital Y, capital X, capital J, small j, A, capital D, 9, T, B, number 2, capital R, number 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, number 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, number 1, capital Y, M, X, P, capital Y, small y, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital X, capital R, O, capital Z, capital S, capital B, U, capital Z, capital X, capital Z, capital I, C, I, capital B, N, capital Y, capital W, number 1, capital I. Below is the NLS annotation. The Never Game, DB95477, Deaver, D-E-A-V-E-R, Jeffrey. Reading time, 11 hours, 21 minutes. Read by Kaleo Griffith. Mystery and Detective Stories. When a young woman goes missing in Silicon Valley, her father hires Coulter Shaw, an expert tracker raised by survivalists, to find her. When another victim is kidnapped, clues point to a video game in which the player has to survive after being abandoned in an inhospitable setting. Unrated, commercial audiobook, copyright 2019. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log in to the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Date, Sunday, September 22nd, 2019, time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2100 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. Note, all times are daylight savings time. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Ann Parsons Facilitator is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. iPhone OneTap in the U.S., 140-863-8098-6, #, or 1-646-876-9923, #. In the U.S., call 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923 and use the meeting ID 710-434-624. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(K)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. The rest of the information is the same as the other book groups. From Alan Lemley and Newswire, Fiction Old and New Discussion Group meets the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will meet at 8 p.m. Eastern on October 4th, 2019 to discuss Looking for Me, DBC03661 by Beth Hoffman. Here is an interview with the author for anyone interested. http://wyplfmbooktalk.blogspot.com/2013/07/podcast-beth-hoffman2fs1n.html. The NLS annotation follows. Looking for Me, DBC03661. Hoffman, Beth. Reading time, 9 hours, 59 minutes. Read by Joyce Honaker. A production of Kentucky Talking Book Library. Family. Teddy Overman and her brother Josh grew up on a farm near the Red River Gorge in Kentucky. Teddy left home after graduating high school and now owns a successful antiques shop in Charleston, South Carolina. Despite this, Teddy has many unresolved issues, like her difficult mother and her brother's disappearance. A trip home to Kentucky forces her to try to mend her family and learn more about herself. By the author of Saving C.C. Honeycutt, DB72437, copyright 2013. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link, etc. Zoom invitation. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/613313488 or iPhone OneTap in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923, #, or 1-408-638-0986, #. In the U.S., call 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986 and use the meeting ID 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client, etc. Last week's episode of Eyes on Success is episode number 1936, a rebroadcast of episode 1426, Navigating Using Echolocation, aired September 4th, 2019. Show notes. If you can't see with your eyes, you need other ways of recognizing your environment in order to maneuver through it. Like bats, humans can also use echolocation. Hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy speak with Daniel Kish and J. Steele Lockhart of World Access for the Blind about flash sonar, an echolocation technique they developed and teach worldwide. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. From Alan Lemley, you can now access and play TikTok archived programs using your Echo device. The command to do so successfully is very specific, and due to the unique spelling of TikTok, requires that you spell tech when issuing the command. The following will work. Alexa, play Accessible World TEK Talk podcast on TuneIn. Your Echo device should play the latest episode. If it is possible to request specific episodes, I'm not sure how, but you can say, Alexa, play previous episode or play next episode once you have one going. Signed, Alan Lemley. Laptops with JAWS and Zoom Text for $150 for consumers and agencies. Nonprofit Computers for the Blind, CFTB, will be providing their laptops for $150 during the month of September only. This is $35 off the regular low cost of $185. Consumers and agencies can both take advantage of this great offer. Those on SSI, SSDI, parents of blind children, veterans and active military and spouses still get the $60 discount, bringing the cost to $90, our lowest price ever, for home use and self-employment use only. Offer only applies to laptops. Desktop price is $130. See attached CFTB fact sheet for specs and add-ons. Backed by popular demand is a renewed grant to offer Typeio Talking Typing Teacher for $10. Retail cost is $100. Great for newer computer users, students, and those who do not have full command of the keyboard. To order a computer, contact us at 214-340-6328. Email service at computersfortheblind.org. Or go to the website www.computersfortheblind.org. Please share this news with consumers, consumer organizations, service providers, parent groups, and colleagues. Don't delay. The price returns to $185 on October 1st. Pete Lane of blindabilities.com has posted an active shooter guide for blind and visually impaired. August 2019. Purpose: this document is intended to provide suggestions for what to do if we find ourselves in an active shooting event, how to recognize signs of potential violence around us, how we might react, and what to expect after an active shooting takes place. Note, this material has been adapted to include a few fundamental actions which the blind and visually impaired individuals might find helpful in an active shooter crisis situation. Some are offered as suggestions for consideration, in which case alternative ideas are also offered. Precisely what actions we might take will depend on a variety of factors, including the specific environment in which we find ourselves during a crisis, our level of usable vision, and our mindset at the time. Overview. Based on research done by the FBI, most shootings are concluded within 5 minutes or less from start to finish. Accordingly, we don't have very much time to think about what we should do in such a crisis. This is why we need to know what to do before it actually happens. Sometimes there's nothing we can do to survive, but we may get a chance to act, and it will only have seconds to figure out what to do. Our stress will be high, so we should make a plan of action now that we can call upon whenever and wherever we go. This is especially important when we realize that the human mind tends to process events in terms of our day-to-day activities. That is, if we hear something that is out of the ordinary, we tend to frame that sound as a routine experience in our minds. This means we might not react to an unusual or foreign sound, such as gunshots, as quickly as we should. We might chalk it off to being something familiar like the backfiring of a car or just some unknown loud sound rather than the truly life-threatening sound that it is. However, if we have a clear plan in mind, our conscious and subconscious thoughts may allow that plan to kick in, overriding that tendency to mischaracterize the event and allow us to react more quickly. All this to say that it is absolutely crucial that we plan now for what we might do then. One key step will be to maintain situational awareness wherever we go. If we think about it, as blind or visually impaired individuals, we actually maintain this awareness all the time. When we leave our home, we are taking in our surroundings, listening, smelling, feeling, and seeing with any usable vision we can muster to prepare ourselves for what we might encounter. We are actively immersed in each new environment we enter. It is a routine preparedness measure we utilize to carry out even our most basic day-to-day activities, and it may prove beneficial in a crisis situation. So let's stay alert, be aware of our surroundings, trust our instincts, and be ready to act quickly. Remember three actions to follow during an active shooting situation. Run, hide, fight. Sign up for an active shooter training class when available. These are often offered by employers, community organizations, local law enforcement, and other civic groups. Be sure to take advantage of them when they are available. Get training in CPR and AED techniques. These, too, are offered by employers, the Red Cross, or other civic or similar organizations. Take a self-defense class. Note, one self-defense program offered specifically to blind and visually impaired persons is called One Touch Project, the details of which can be found at www.1touchproject.com. Option: have you considered arming yourself with a firearm for self-defense at home? If so, attend firearms training immediately. Option: some believe that as blind people, arming ourselves with a firearm is unwise and unsafe. Conversely, some of us, particularly those of us who live in the U.S., believe that we have a constitutional right to arm ourselves and choose to do so. So think long and hard before pursuing this option. If you see or hear something out of the ordinary which gives you concern, say something to an authority right away. For example, suspicious postings on social media or odd or unusual behavior of an individual. Also try to be cognizant of physical changes to your school or church buildings or other locations. To illustrate this last point, we know that the Virginia Tech shooter attested his plan by placing locked chains on doors prior to his actual shooting rampage. Nobody seemed to notice these, and campus security personnel weren't informed. See something? Say something. Sign up to receive local emergency alerts and register your work and personal contact information with any work, school, or other sponsored alert systems, so you will receive up-to-date information on these kinds of events. This would include social media feeds for local law enforcement, where you would be likely to learn of incidents such as an active shooter situation in your area. Consider traveling with a buddy or companion when going to an unfamiliar area. Is there a group in your city or town which provides sighted assistance to accompany blind travelers or shoppers when visiting an unfamiliar area? Consider taking advantage of such a service. Make a plan. Make a plan with your family and ensure everyone knows what they would do if confronted with an active shooter, whether at home or elsewhere. Whenever possible, locate the two nearest exits anywhere you go. Have an escape path in mind and identify places you could hide. We know this is not often practical or even possible, but keep it in mind whenever visiting a new location. Don't hesitate to ask someone. In this day and age, people aren't likely to think you're being nosy or unnecessarily curious if you wish to identify possible exits from the facility or area where you are. Familiarize yourself with the building, store, mall, or outdoor area when you have the time. Download a map or take time to practice walking the area to learn the layout and find the exits. In a mall, the anchor stores will have rear exits behind their business offices, as will theaters, standalone grocery stores, restaurants, and other stores. If in a school, college, public building, or other similar facility, there will likely be an emergency preparedness and active shooter plan in place. Check it out in advance on their website if possible, or ask about it when entering the facility. When practical, find out if an emergency preparedness plan for individuals with disabilities exists at the location and become familiar with it. Their website may include such a resource. Run, escape if possible. Getting away from the shooter or shooters is your top priority. Run away from the sounds of danger if you can gauge their whereabouts. Do not move closer to the sounds in order to assess what is happening or attempt to help. Trust your instincts and run away from the sounds. Leave your belongings behind and get away. Help others escape if possible, but evacuate regardless of whether others agree to follow. It may be that running is dangerous to you and or others. Here are some options to consider. Option 1. If you are unable to run safely by yourself, ask for help from others. Grab an elbow or something else to allow you to run with a sighted individual. If nobody agrees to help, then don't ask. Just grab an elbow and run. Courtesy is secondary to survival. Pride in your independence goes out the window in these situations, and survival takes top priority. Keep running until you are out of the building, store, mall, or other location, or until you are absolutely sure you are free and out of danger. Option 2. The shooter is oriented to looking for people who are running, so find a place to drop down and hide. Offer a low profile that may be out of the shooter's line of sight in hopes of avoiding his gaze. See the discussion later in this document, which describes the actions to take when hiding. Warn and prevent individuals from entering an area where the active shooter may be. Call 911 when you are safe. Describe the shooter, location, and weapons to the extent possible. Hide if escape is not possible. Get out of the shooter's view and stay very quiet, preferably out of the main aisle or hallway, and the primary line of sight of the shooter. Silence all electronic devices and make sure they won't vibrate. Note, this would include silencing voiceover, talkback, or other speech system you may utilize. If in an open area, don't hide in groups. Spread out along walls or hide separately to make it more difficult for the shooter. It may be that adding an extra step or two for the shooter to find or reach you may cause them to move on to more fruitful, convenient targets. Remember, active shooters are looking for the most victims in the shortest amount of time. If in a store or restaurant and a solid structure is not available, pull a clothes rack, display, table and chairs, food cart, or other similar covering over yourself to block you from the shooter's view. If in a separate room, don't hide on a wall facing the door where the gunman may come in. Hide on a left or right wall out of his line of sight when he's not looking. Secure the room, lock doors, close blinds, turn off lights. Barricade the door with heavy furniture, a chair under the doorknob, boxes, etc., which may add a layer for the shooter to have to overcome or which might stop a bullet. Your hiding place should be out of the shooter's view and provide protection if shots are fired in your direction. Get into offices, restrooms, or other rooms with lockable doors if possible. Get behind heavy doors, walls, credenzas, file cabinets, desks, tables, counters, large vending machines, etc., which offer protection if possible. If outdoors, try to hide behind structures or solid objects. These may include walls, barricades, power boxes, pillars, or poles. You can even hide behind a curb, which, while low, may offer sufficient protection against bullets. You can go to the website and find out more information. I've run out of time for reading this episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time, call 919-832-5138 with comments and questions.